With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The National Weather Service is urging people to prepare for a mix of rain and snow today through tomorrow. Rain is expected to transition to snow overnight tonight as temperatures drop to just below freezing. Kurt Kotenberg is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Green Bay.
We haven't had an event like this yet this year. So the key thing for this event is going to be the temperatures.
Between 4 to 8 inches of snow is forecast for much of the region. It's expected to be wet, heavy snow. Kotenberg says they're not seeing ice buildup as an issue with this storm, but there could be flooding and power outages.
So with the wet and heavy snow, if you have like 6 to 8 inches of it, and then you slap on the 35-mile-per-hour winds, lots of trees up north. So any tree branches that might be kind of starting to get weighted down a little bit from the snow, throwing the winds on top of it isn't going to help. So certainly a non-zero chance of power outages, sporadic power outages, at least up in our northern counties, Highway 28 or Highway 8 and north.
The snow isn't expected to stick around long. Temperatures are expected to be back up in the 40s this weekend. Long-range forecasts show temperatures staying above normal. A personal hygiene pantry will now be available at the Northwoods Children's Museum in Eagle River. This new resource provides essential hygiene items like toothbrushes, toothpaste, soap, deodorant, and shampoo. It's available to those in need, no questions asked. The personal hygiene pantry is made possible through the generosity of an anonymous donor and the Smile Grant. Northwoods Children's Museum Executive Director Daniel Larson says when families face challenges paying for rent and utilities, that can leave personal care items out of reach. There had already been a supplemental food pantry inside the Northwoods Children's Museum, created in partnership with Feed Our Rural Kids, or FORK. Both pantries are available during museum hours. To keep the hygiene pantry stocked, Northwoods Children's Museum is seeking donations from the community. ArtStarts is seeking applications from artists to create digital murals for the future Rhinelander Skate Park. ArtStarts has been working with the city of Rhinelander and a group of teens and young adults in the Overit organization to bring a skate park to Rhinelander. It's looking for artists living in Oneida, Langlade, Lincoln, Forest, and Vilas counties to apply. Non-residents may apply, but they must include their connection to the Northwoods in the application. There will be an informational meeting on March 20th. Applications are due March 30th. 6 artists or artist teams will receive $150 to develop a concept sketch. From there, 3 will get $1,500 to complete their digital mural designs. For more information and to submit an application, visit artstartrhinelander.org. The Wisconsin DMV recently implemented a new automated identity verification process. The DMV says it's to help protect customers from potential fraud. The new safety feature is available on several DMV applications. It compares a person's selfie photo, taken in the moment, with their photo on file with the DMV as a method to verify the customer's identity. For example, when a person wants to order a replacement driver's license or ID card, they open the DMV application on a device that has a camera and then take a selfie photo. If the image matches their photo on file with the DMV, the customer can continue with the application. A non-match will prevent the person from using the online application. The DMV says this new verification process provides an extra layer of protection for Wisconsin residents from an unknown attempt at identity theft. Shortly after taking office, President Donald Trump rescinded a Biden-era rule barring Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents from making arrests near sensitive locations, including colleges and universities. Now, higher education leaders in Wisconsin and elsewhere are bracing for that possibility. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
According to the Higher Ed Immigration Portal, nearly 16,000 international students are enrolled at Wisconsin schools. President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, says campuses are seeing a chilling effect due to hostilities toward international community members.
Higher education should be the bastion of free ideas and academic freedom, because how do you create new things? How do you innovate? How do you imagine if you don't actually create academic freedom?
There are also more than 50,000 first and second generation college students in Wisconsin. Weingarten says the goal is to work for safe, welcoming campus communities with opportunity and dignity for all. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A new audit of the November election won by President Donald Trump in swing state Wisconsin has found that not a single vote was counted incorrectly, altered, or missed by tabulating machines. The audit also found no evidence that any voting machine or software had been hacked or otherwise tampered with. The Wisconsin Elections Commission released findings of the audit last week and is scheduled to discuss it Friday. Donald Trump defeated former Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin by just over 29,000 votes. Unlike in 2020, Trump and his allies have not made accusations about wrongdoing in the 2024 election that he won. A deer reportedly crashed through the driver's side window of a car in Lincoln County, hitting the man behind the wheel. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office was called last Thursday for the unusual car versus deer crash near the intersection of Highway 51 and Highway 8. When a deputy arrived, they spoke with a 40-year-old Tomahawk man who had been driving. The driver said he was headed north on Highway 51 when a deer crashed through the window of the driver's side door and struck the man in the shoulder. The driver was complaining of shoulder pain and was later taken to Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital by Tomahawk EMS. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.